Welcome. It's good to be here again. It's a happy new year. This is the Educated Guest Podcast. I'm Justin, your host. So if this is your very, very first time joining us, there's many, many things you should know. First and foremost, the backstory on where we've come from, where we're going, and what we're doing right now. So back in April of 2018, I created Educated Guests as a means of transforming career and life trajectories of future multidisciplinary artists. So a very big mouthful, right? And that's just a little nugget of what the feeling is behind this. So let's talk about the feeling. Let's talk about the distribution of information to people who might be freelancers, studio owners, aspiring design executives, if that's the term these days. But what the deal is that if you never went to art school, there was no place to get art lectures. There was no place to get a lecture. There was no place to participate in studio environments. So what have we done since that time? Well, we've got over 60 episodes. This will mark well over 60 by the time this is released. And we've also created a pop-up school to prototype what distributed art education might just look like. So as a result, we've got over 13,000 people listening around the world. The largest listenership is not even in the hometown where I'm from. So I'm excited that people care to listen to my voice and the voice of others that want to share their story and share their insight. So I'm not just a curator. I'm not even just a creator. I'm more here as a map maker and a traveler. Here to share what I know and possibly what I think about what's going on right now. So that said, here's a new segment. I wanted to try something different for the year 2020. And that begins with a new segment every week called Incomplete Thoughts. Now, if you're familiar with the Educated Guest community, the EG community, I got to figure out a shorter thing to say other than Educated Guest, a bit of a mouthful. But if you're part of the community, then you are on the email newsletter and you know that I've been doing this for quite a while alongside our mini mood board series. But what it is and what it ain't is important to know. So what it is my personal meditation on what it takes to succeed or find and define success for yourself as a young or old designer. And maybe some practical tools that I've learned personally along the way. And I want to do this consistently so that people can sort of see themselves, hopefully in me, more than the people that I interview, because it's a closer, you know, proximity to maybe where they are. So I'm excited about, you know, what I'm about to talk about today and potentially what I'm going to talk about in the future. The thing with these, though, the number one thing to remember is that these are indeed incomplete thoughts. I have not prepared anything. I am a stickler about preparing. I normally write everything out, so it's nice, pretty, and pristine. But this time around, I'm not going to do that because I want to see where the vibe takes me and where the stream of consciousness actually goes. I'll do my best to keep it around 15 minutes or less. That way, if you're on the way to work, if you're on the way home, if you're at the gym, and you don't feel like listening to an hour of me or anyone else, you just want to hear something quick to sort of get on the same page about what's going on with in the multidisciplinary world. So I can't guarantee that everything I talk about will be of interest, but I can guarantee that everything will be of some value to you. And maybe the value is what not to do. I'm not here to promise that I know what to do, but I am here to promise that I will give you the truth as much as I desire to give it. And maybe we'll do some fun stuff along the way. Cool. So today, what I really want to talk about is this quote. And I'm going to flip through the pages of the book. You can hear the flipping right now. I was reading this book this morning, and it's a John Maxwell book. Where is the page? Oh, my goodness. I lost it already. All right. So there's this quote, and I try to do like 15 minutes of reading every day. I'm not perfect at it. I know people who are far better at it than me, but when I'm feeling my best, I'm doing that. Well, I'll talk about that at another point. But here's the quote. So it's from a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, William Allen White, observed, quote, "Multitudes of people have failed to live for today. They have spent their lives reaching for the future. What they have had within their grasp today, they have missed entirely because only the future has intrigued them. And the first thing they knew, the future became the past." And John Maxwell goes on to say that hoping for a good future without investing in today is like a farmer waiting for a crop without ever planting any seed. All right, so because this is not the Bible, I'm not going to get preachy. And even if it were the Bible, I would not get preachy. However, I will share my reflections on that quote in a very possibly staggered way, but I'll just, the very first thing that comes to mind is a story about 2018 and 2019 in particular. So I'll just start from 2018 and sort of the humble beginnings of Educated Guests and my journey as a creative in general. I think at the time I would call myself maybe moderate at graphic design at best. I would call myself above average at music. I would call myself like probably a 4 out of 5 at product design and like strategic design, that sort of thing. And at the time, I had no really earthly clue of what it meant to, you know, achieve your dreams. So I had this little process. And if you go back and listen to one of the first episodes of the entire podcast, I talk about it. And I was so geeked about this process. And it was a 5-bullet point checklist to basically say, hey, you know, if I do these 5 things every day, I won the day and boom, I'm a successful person for the day because I completed these X amount of tasks. However, I am here to caution you that task-driven work is not the makings of a fulfilled life. Because I made it all the way through 2018, having won, quote unquote, a majority of the days. And I made it all the way through 2019, thinking that getting to a point of doing a school and bringing Educated Guests in person to people would transform the entire life trajectory of myself, those around me, the brand, the what we're looking to do, the initiative. It will bring on more partnerships. It will bring on more attention, more notoriety, and therefore I would be able to serve better. And what it resulted in was an odd collection of feedback, positive and negative. I wake up the next day and needing to basically get right back to it. And only to realize that all the things that I thought I was leading up to that moment for were actually not even a speckle or like a, not even a fragment of what success is. And there's a quote in here again, this time from Benjamin Franklin. And he says that one today is worth 2 tomorrows. What I am to be, I am now becoming. I'll read that again. One today is worth 2 tomorrows. What I am to be, I am now becoming. So the biggest lesson from the story I just told you in a jumbled way, you know, basically the summary of the story is that 2018, 2019 was a task-driven, task-filled couple of years. And it was just all about momentum, keep your head down, just do these things, check them off the list, boom, 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 whoop-de-whoop. The only problem with that is that you're never really recognizing the feeling that you're searching for. And in my new journal that I kind of keep this year and I started late last year, I have to answer the prompt of what would you have to do, feel, say, or know to be true for today to feel like a success? That's the prompt every day. And you fill it out in the morning, trying to estimate what that feeling is like. And I realize I realized, and this is the kind of the ethos of this entire episode in a very incomplete way. And again, like the incompletion kind of breeds development as sort of like inviting. It's like a semicircle of sorts, a digital semicircle. Very Socratic method here. Like this isn't me dictating or providing any dogmatic point of view on, you know, what success means. It's me inviting others into the circle with me. That said, I realized recently, and this wasn't like recently, like, you know, oh, the past 6 months I've been on this. This is like the past 2 weeks I've been on this. So I realized that I struggle, and I might, maybe if you're anything like me, you might struggle too, with finding what success means for you. You know, as designers, I think there's plenty of tools out there to be like, all right, well, I use Todoist, for example. Like Todoist is a really dope app. Like it helps you stay organized. I've tried Trello. I've tried all these other things. I think Todoist I like because it's minimalist and it's just like basically Apple Notes in the browser. That could change in a year, who knows? But the point is, when you're sitting here and you're trying to figure out what exactly needs to be done and how to prioritize success, I would urge you to ask yourself that question of what would you need to do, think, feel, say, or know to be true in order for today to feel like a success? And I will tell you, over a period of time, having achieved a lot of the things I thought I would just live for the ability to achieve, having gone a lot of the places that I would just have lit as a 16-year-old kid would have loved to have gone, I haven't been everywhere, but I've been a lot of places. And I realized at this point in my life that I've lived a life that's pretty unfathomable for the 14-year-old version of me. And I'm reminded of that every time I go back to Birmingham, where my hometown is. So if you're out there, I know a lot of people are maybe in Salt Lake City. If you're in Phoenix, Arizona, we got a large listenership in Toronto. We have folks in Great Britain. I know that you're sitting there maybe going to work, coming home. You're like, what is this guy even talking about? Why is he kind of rambling on? What's the point? Well, here's the point. The point of me saying all this today is this. I truly, truly believe that, like that Benjamin Franklin quote, we are a collection of not just the tasks we complete and the habits we develop, but we're a collection of the feeling we have when we are currently developing those habits. We are a collection of the feeling that we have when we are developing those habits. Full stop. I've always wanted to say that. So the thing is, we just need to get after it. And I know that's a very simplistic, very football coach-esque thing to say, but when I mean get after it, I mean get after our joy. Get after the thing that makes you feel all right. You know, get after the moment where you don't mind staying up till 2, 3 a.m. That keeps you feeling young. Get after that. Get after those jitters in your chest. Get after those butterflies in your stomach. Get after those like sweaty palms when you're trying to meet a deadline. I know all those feelings all too well. But we all know, you know, I'm speaking directly to you right now to say that you know when you're giving your best and you know when you're working in the name of joy. And this doesn't mean that you're doing things you don't like. I mean, this doesn't mean that you're doing things that you like all the time. I do stuff I don't like all the time. Actually, I'm doing that stuff on purpose now. And I find that although I'm not superior to the next man or the next woman, I am truly most satisfied when I, right after I complete something I know I did not want to do. So again, ask yourself, that's the question for today. Ask yourself what you can do to make today count. And ask yourself what you need to feel like and what would you need to know to be true in order to know that you were succeeding. Ben Frankly said, Ben Frankie, I would love to have known his modern day nickname. I would have loved to have known that. But But on a serious note, like he was saying, everything that you're meant to be, you're in the process of becoming. So today does count. And just like a 401k, compound interest kicks in eventually. So make today happen. That's all that.